Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 58, and following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 58. This is a review lesson. My holiness envelops everything I see. My holiness blesses the world. There is nothing my holiness cannot do. My holiness is my salvation. I am blessed as a son of God. From my holiness does the perception of the real world come. Having forgiven, I no longer see myself as guilty. I can accept the innocence that is the truth about me. Seen through understanding eyes, the holiness of the world is all I see, for I can picture only the thoughts I hold about myself. The perception of my holiness does not bless me alone. Everyone and everything I see in its light shares in the joy it brings to me. There is nothing that is apart from this joy, because there is nothing that does not share my holiness. As I recognize my holiness, so does the holiness of the world shine forth for everyone to see. My holiness is unlimited in its power to heal, because it is unlimited in its power to save. What is there to be saved from except illusions? And what are illusions except false ideas about myself? My holiness undoes them all by asserting the truth about me. In the presence of my holiness, which I share with God Himself, all idols vanish. Since my holiness saves me from all guilt, recognizing my holiness is recognizing my salvation. It is also recognizing the salvation of the world. Once I have accepted my holiness, nothing can make me afraid. And because I am unafraid, everyone must share in my understanding, which is the gift of God to me and to the world. Herein lies my claim to all good and only good. I am blessed as a son of God. All good things are mine because God intended them for me. I cannot suffer any loss or deprivation or pain because of who I am. My Father supports me, protects me, and directs me in all things. His care for me is infinite and is with me forever. I am eternally blessed as His Son. As I contemplate this lesson, I realize that Jesus is telling me the truth of what I am, and that even though I may not see it or feel it now, He guarantees me that my holiness envelops everything I see. My holiness blesses the world. There's nothing my holiness cannot do. My holiness is my salvation, and I am blessed with holiness. Right now, all of these things are the truth of who I am. I don't always see or feel that these are true. When I sit in still presence of I am, then these things do seem true. I can claim them. But when I am caught up in the ego thought system, the doubts from that thought system don't allow me to claim them. And so when I am feeling resistance to any of these statements, it's because I have become engrossed in the ego's belief system. And because I have a desire in my heart to know the truth, to be the truth in all moments, to be conscious of my truth in all moments, that when I do feel a resistance to these ideas that Jesus is saying, I am, that is the perfect time to stop and go into self-inquiry, to remember who I am, because I clearly have forgotten the truth of who I am. There are so many things in these paragraphs that he gives us for this review that we can use as red flags. If I see myself as guilty, that's a red flag that I'm thinking with the ego. If I don't have understanding eyes, or if I don't see joy, and the list goes on and on. Because of the desire in my heart to know the truth that Jesus is teaching me here, to experience it in my heart, that when I am not experiencing it, I can stop and do a self-inquiry and remind myself who I am, returning back to my truth, abiding in the heart for a while. And as I continue to do this, the abiding in the heart will be more and more consistent, until one day I won't be tricked by the ego and lose sight of who I am. I will remain abiding in the heart. I will remain in the knowledge of my holiness. It is possible for me to do this, for anyone to do this. Jesus says this is who we are. How can we not be who we are? We are this. Holy Spirit, inner guide, help me today to remember what my spiritual aspiration is, that I want, above all else, to know the truth of what I am. And I want to abide in the heart always, never straying from it. Help me today, if I stray from the heart, to become conscious of it, and to give my willingness and desire to return to the heart, to sit and ask, who am I? As truth unveils itself. Thank you for your guidance and your loving care. Amen. Thank you. as we sink deeply into our hearts. We sink into our seats, getting comfortable. We do not want the body to be a distraction. We allow whatever is happening around us and in us to just be, without having to change it or correct it or fix it. We just allow it to be. For the next few minutes, we allow the external world, the external life, to be of no concern. There is nothing out there that we need to be concerned with right now. And we turn inwards. We are trying to connect to the holiness that Jesus is talking about, our truth. We allow ourselves to ask, "Who am I?" Having let go of everything external, we now look internally only and ask, "Who am I?" We are so devoted to looking inward to find our truth. As we ask, "Who am I?" Dropping all the concepts we've had about who we are. Asking ourselves to reveal to us who we are. Who am I? Who am I? We hear that question in the mind. Who am I? We're aware of there being a question. But what is it that is aware of there being a question? What is aware of being aware of the question? What is aware of being aware of the question, "Who am I?" continue to just be with the awareness of the awareness. Just watching it, observing it, letting it reveal what it is to you. Thank you. Thank you for joining with me in allowing deeply ourselves to experience our holiness. Namaste.